Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for dropping in for another trip report. That's how we start the weeks. You know, what better way to get a week rolling than to hear about a very recent trip down to Walt Disney World? Listener Evan joins us today from down in Georgia to talk about his trip down to Saratoga Springs just last week. So hear about fun times down at the parks and at the resort and over at Disney Springs. It was Evan, his wife, and their seven-month-old son. So this is a great trip report for those that are getting ready to take a, you know, an infant down to Walt Disney World. He gives lots of great tips. And we talk about how, you know, dining and hanging out outside the theme parks can be just as much fun as those memories we make inside the theme parks. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney travel needs. They're over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It's a great free way to support the show. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge sincere thank you to all of our patrons. You guys are helping us put these four shows a week out each and every week, and I can't thank you enough for that. If you'd like to support the show over on Patreon and get an extra show every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1861 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hope everybody got to get outside and have some fun over the weekend. You know, this was the last weekend outside of daylight savings time for most parts of the United States. So this time next week, we're going to be having an hour more sunlight in the evenings, which always makes me happy. I was always one of those folks who loved, you know, when I was a kid, I stayed outside until somebody chased me down and brought me back in, and then I tried to sneak out again. So hope everybody's having a great start to your week, being very productive. Let's work through this one, make it a great week, and then enjoy some more time this coming weekend. One less hour of sleep, but one more hour of fun. Let's look at it that way. So anyway, we're here for Trip Reports. That's what we do every Monday. And we're heading down to Georgia. We're staying in SEC country, if you know what I'm talking about. We have listener Evan on the line. Evan, how's it going?
Going good, Mike. Hey, BOGP listeners, how's it going? First time on. I'm super excited. Hopefully we'll have a fun time.
We are going to have a fun time. For some reason, I thought you'd been on the show before. I almost said returning, so I'm glad I didn't say that.
Nope, but hopefully we'll be again. We'll see.
That's right. All right, so we are going to talk about quite a few things today, but I'm so excited because I knew you were taking a trip, and you had sent me a message this week, and I just had some scheduling things. Like, you know what? Wednesday canceled. Let's do this show right now. And it's great because I like very current trip reports because that's going to help folks heading down this spring. I'll be headed down with the cheerleaders at the end of April, so this will definitely help me because you're going to be in the neighborhood of where I'm not staying. I'm a little jealous, but I'll be running there illegally. The security will probably chase me again, but hey, you got to run fast. But so we're going to hop into your trip from last week. But before we do that, I like to just kind of get to know the guests and, get your backstory. So what has you really so invested in the Disney community? What is it about? Is it the movies? Is it the theme parks? What is it? I mean, what's your backstory for Disney?
I actually have a very weird story in Disney beginning. So the first time I ever went to Disney was in like 2013, 2014. Before that, growing up, I was actually a Disney hater. So living in Georgia, being so close to the magic, I would have a lot of people that lived around me that would go, and they were, you know, adults. And I would say, why are y'all going down there? I mean, you don't have any kids, you're adults going down there. What's wrong with you? Are you crazy? But one time, it was on actually New Year's Eve. I was just, you know, New Year's Eve, first time at Disney.
Yeah, that's okay. That's like mistakes 1 through 7. Because, right. I mean, either you're going to love it or you're really going to hate it forever.
Right. Right. So one of our friends said, let's just go. So we're going to take you and come with us. If you hate it, you are justified in your hatred and you can bash it all day long. If you love it, there's going to be a big I told you so. So I was hooked on it on my first trip. I said, I'm sorry, all the bad things I ever said about you, Disney. I'm hooked on it. So now you know, many, many years later, I love Disney. We go there often as we can. I actually also have a podcast in the going, as we've talked about, Mike. So I'm all the way on board with Disney, 110%.
I find stories like this fascinating because, you know, and I've said many times, it was the weird stuff for me that really kind of hooked me the first time I was on property. It was just like the logistics of the place. You know, it's a city, but it's so much, you know, instead of those street signs being green, they're purple, you know, and they got, you know, unique shapes, and the medians on the roads are just perfectly manicured with, you know, hedges, and every resort has its own kind of sign that's themed to that. You know, Pop Century's got such a unique entrance sign. So does Riverside. And, you know, it wasn't even the theme parks that hooked me. So when you went down for that first trip and you weren't sure you were going to like this, especially considering you were probably there the busiest day, night of the entire year, do you remember, like, what was it that kind of turned you around and said, this place isn't as bad as I was expecting?
It's a couple things, really. So the first would be, I live near, and I know Ricky does too, Six Flags Over Georgia. And so I've been growing up going to Six Flags. So going from Six Flags to Disney, I mean, I was already set up for success because of how much better, like you said, right, Mike, manicured, well-kept, customer service, you name it, Disney has it stepped up from that. But also, I know another facet we can relate on is the nostalgia, the history. Whenever I started learning the backstory about Disneyland and Disney World and the things, just like the Michael Eisner era and all that stuff, just when I started really researching it, I was hooked on the history, the nostalgia of it. I knew this is more than a theme park. This is an experience. It's a destination. This is why people like it, not because they go and ride Space Mountain. A lot of people do like it because of the attractions, but us really Disney nerdy people like it because we see the importance of the history of it, and we love that.
Yeah, that's a great point too, because, you know, as we're recording, this is kind of how, you know, when I explain Disney, or, you know, not Disney in general, like the movies and stuff, but maybe so much, I don't watch the movies very much, but, you know, when I go to the theme parks, go to the resorts, it's like, you know, it's like an onion. You know, there's so many different levels, you know, that outside layers, you're going because you want to do something similar to Six Flags, right? And then, right, you know, kind of under that level, maybe it's because you want to stay at a, you know, a hotel of a certain theme. But then, you know, just like we're recording, obviously we record these shows a few days ahead of time. And, you know, the day we're recording, Epcot has gotten the entrance plaza totally rejuvenated. We've seen the big retro looking crystal pylon that was in front of Spaceship Earth for the last little bit. But now they've got the flags that go back with the, you know, the retro icons from the old pavilions. They have a new background loop. I mean, I'm all about background loops, a new background loop in the entrance plaza. They have LED lights ringing it. I mean, the thing is, that's when you're pretty deep into the onion. But the thing is, you know, that gets me excited. You know, I've done so many attractions, but I'm excited to go back and just kind of stand and hang out in an entrance plaza. I mean, what's that? That's crazy.
Yeah, the Epcot 2B is going to be one that appeals to newcomers, future guests, and the nostalgic crowd who remembers the Epcot Center of yesteryear. So I think what it's going to become, although we go through the pains to get there, right, the big barges in the lake and the, you know, the construction walls at the front, once we get over that, it's going to be amazing, I think. And I'm so looking forward to what Epcot's going to be.
I agree. And, you know, one more thing on that, then we'll get to the trip, is that you kind of mentioned it, right? The person who's never been in Epcot before, they're not going to appreciate it so much. They're just going to walk through and be like, wow, this is really pretty. You know, that's what they're going to say. Like, but then the person who, you know, was there in 82 and then again in 85 and then again in 90, they're going to look up at those flags back. Oh my gosh, that's a Communicore flag. Oh my gosh, that's the Imagination Bullet. You know, that's the icons. And, you know, we'll geek out over that stuff. And that's what Walt Disney World is in spades. You know, everywhere there's stuff like that, that, you know, that's pretty, that's neat. And then for us, we're like, oh my gosh, that has such deep meaning if you know the backstory. I love
that. Is that a kitchen cabaret flag?
Is that veggie fruit? Yeah, exactly. All right. So let's talk about your trip. So how did it all come together? Why'd you guys pick this time of year? Who went down? All that kind of stuff.
So it was me and my wife and our newborn. He's not even 7 months old yet. He's actually going to be 7 months old in just a couple of weeks. We actually had Pop booked for the longest time. We said, we're going in February. We just decided on it. We've been in February before, but it was on winter break. So now with my job flexibility and my wife is currently not working, we were like, we have some availability to go whenever we want to. So we actually I did a lot of research and tried to find the week that most people go on winter break, which is President's Day week, right? Mm-hmm. So we said we're going to go the week after that to try to break on some of the crowds. So that was kind of the window of time of decision. And then last minute, we said, you know what? We've never stayed at a deluxe resort ever. We've stayed at every value. We've stayed at every moderate. And let's just go stay at a deluxe resort. Why not? So that is what landed us to Saratoga Springs. We had a deal we couldn't pass up, so we went with it. And we booked a deluxe studio. Ended up getting an upgrade on check-in to a deluxe studio preferred. But that preferred difference at Saratoga Springs was like gold.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that. But honestly, Mike, like on the approach to the resort, you're talking about used to like values and moderates that are mostly well-centered. And then you're approaching Saratoga Springs. And I've been there before for a DVC tour, but I've never stayed there. So you go and you go through that guard shack and it's huge. Yeah. I mean, massive property. So it's a little bit intimidating saying, oh my gosh, am I going to get a building back by the McDonald's and have to like try to find my way back? But it ended up being great. So we got an upgrade. It was fantastic. So that's kind of the beginning of it.
Okay. So let's talk about the planning though. You had the flexibility because of the circumstances of the times. So Saratoga was basically because you wanted to try deluxe, and Saratoga, they're pretty aggressive because like you said, it's a huge resort, lots of rooms available. So you saw a sweetheart deal and said, you know, let's give it a shot.
Yep. Let's do it. Nice. And, I was really nervous about it because I knew it was big. I mean, the two almost largest ones are Old Key West and Saratoga. So I was thinking, I've heard the naysayers talk about Saratoga because it's big, et cetera, but let's just try it because when we went there for a DVC tour, it was beautiful, which we're not DVC, maybe one day, but it was beautiful. And we're like, let's just do it. So I think our experience though would have been a lot different if we wouldn't have been preferred. But that just made it, I've never stayed at another deluxe, so I'm a little bit biased, but it's got to be one of the best, in my opinion, and I've only stayed at one.
you kind of mentioned it to me. Old Key West and Saratoga are very similar in the fact that they're almost like little communities. You know, it wouldn't hurt to have a car at Saratoga. It's definitely an advantage to have a car at Old Key West. Of course, you don't need to. But they are kind of different, you know, when you go, because I've stayed at the tree houses just once with the Foresters at Saratoga, never in the resort itself, but I've run through there many times and it's just, it is massive, but it's beautiful and there's different sections and all that. So Alfred's actually watching in the live chat just for our audience here. What area did you guys stay in?
So we actually, when we booked, I was requesting to get the paddock area because they were renovated rooms. But when we checked in, like I said, we got an upgrade. So they put us in the Springs building, which is right there next to check-in, Artist Palette, the big pool. We were right there. And that ended up making all the difference in the world because we were a 2-minute walk to Artist Palette and the check-in and the pool and a 10-minute walk to Disney Springs. So I think that was prime location and we really loved staying right there. And our room was actually, we were on the third floor. We had a balcony and overlooked the river and it was just the view. The view was,
I know right where you were. It's gorgeous there.
I said, am I here?
No, seriously.
It was great.
Okay. So let me ask you this real quick before we really hop into everything that happened, because this is going to be a question and something I get a lot and this will help a lot of folks. You went down with, you know, a child that's not even 7 months old yet. So before you even left Georgia, how did you prepare yourself? Like what kind of, because we took Mallory when she was 6 months old. So about the exact same age we drove to, thank God. You guys drove right from Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that was back in the days, like we go down for 2 weeks. We brought a trailer with us. I'm not joking. Cause we go on a cruise sometimes. We had a Chevy Trailblazer, you know, big SUV and a trailer behind us. So we didn't pack light. So how did you prepare? Because a lot of folks, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, I've gone to Disney 20 times, but now I'm going with a baby. I don't know what to do. So give some advice on that.
Just prayed a lot. I'm just kidding. No, we actually have a Chrysler Pacifica van. So we loaded it a little bit more than what we should have, but that's all we did. We have changed our vacationing style at Disney a lot since I first started. When I was first starting, I was that person that rope dropped the parks, stayed till late, and just did that every day of the trip. But after some time and research and just being there several times, we kind of vacation a little differently at Disney. We do just, I think the max we were at a park in a day was maybe 4 or 5 hours. We just kind of took it easy and then went to the park. So in prep for that, we said, you know, we're not going to just pound the parks every day. So we have time to come back to the resort if there's any interruptions where, you know, on a nap schedule or that kind of stuff, or need extra outfits. So because of how we vacation, we were a little bit better with it than maybe those people that pound the pavement to the parks for the whole day. We had a lot of breaks where we came back to Saratoga Springs to do nap or that kind of stuff. But really, I mean, just prepping, we said, let's bring his whole room.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're driving, why not? Right. I mean, it's better right. to have it and not need it. That's always my philosophy. My dad taught me that years ago with everything. And, you know, if you're driving, it, I mean, if you're flying, it's a whole nother situation where you really got to be smart and maybe get stuff delivered by Amazon if you don't want to have to, you know, you just got to think about those things. But if you're driving, it gives you that flexibility there. Now, let me ask you this, too. You make a good point, though, about you can't really force it to be a rope drop till park close when you have a baby. And the thing is, you stayed at a deluxe resort, and that goes hand in hand to me, because why pay for a deluxe resort if you're not going to be there to enjoy the amenities, you know, to go down and swim in the pool, or, you know, sit by the pool, or, you know, dine there, just enjoy the, you know, the villa or what have you. You know, it's yeah. one of those things that, you know, that's the time when you have young children, that might be the time to look to upgrade your hotel a little bit, because you might be staying there a little more.
And the counter to that, we are annual pass holders. So, you know, I understand if someone goes and they're not annual pass holders and they pay for, like, a day guest just pays, they want to get the most out of their buck, right? So that's when they do rope drop to close a lot, because they're paying for that day. And I right. totally understand yeah. that. But this offers some flexibility as a pass holder to say, you know what, my whole trip, as long as I have park reservations, I can go at any time I want to and park hop now. And this gives me a little bit of flexibility to make it a little bit more lenient. But you're right. This is why you get a deluxe. You know, I mean, I know people do stay in deluxe and they still do rope drop to close, and whatever your flavor is, that's your flavor. But I say, just make the most out of your resort. I mean, why not? You're staying there, you're paying for it. Come on.
That's right. I'm not paying for it if I'm not going to be there. I'm cheap. You know, everybody knows that. I mean, I admit it. Like, if I'm staying at Beach Club, we're going to be in that, you know, we're going to be at Stormalong Bay because I'm paying money to swim in Stormalong Bay, and I can't do it any other time. So, you know, but you're right. People yep. Vacation differently. I think that's awesome. All right. So yep. let's hop into, let's talk theme parks. Okay. You guys went around to the theme parks. Let's talk weather, crowds, and then some experiences. We don't have to, like, go day by day, but, like, things you remember, you know, awesome stories from going to the parks.
Well, we did go as a family to 3 of the 4 parks. On one of the days, I hopped over to Hollywood Studios in the afternoon, which was a super easy process, by the way. You know, there's a phone number that you can call to see if there's availability. And on that day at Hollywood Studios, I just called the number. Actually, our son and Emily went back to the room, my wife, and they just said, hey, we're going to chill out. You go hop to Hollywood Studios. I was actually going to get something from the Toy Story Mania gift shop that we saw when we were there in November. Yeah. So that was my purpose of going there. And that's the only one I just went to personally myself. But we went to Epcot on the first day. So that was the last day of Festival of the Arts, was the day that we all went to Epcot.
So did you guys get to enjoy? I mean, was that something that you, what'd you get out of the festival? Because I think it's your first time there for that.
Like 10 pounds is what I got out of it.
Tell me about it. Yeah, there's a lot of good food.
Yeah, man. There was a brie bowl in France with cheese, and they had, like, a molten lava raspberry with, like, raspberry dribble cake. Oh my gosh, that was so good. Yeah. No, but we just enjoyed several of the booths there. We, like I said, we didn't stay really long at a lot of the parks because of our Ezra, our son. You know, we just kind of did, you know, 3 or 4 hours, and then the next day did it. But we just had a great time. We took it easy with him. We, of course, having a 7-month-old, there you can find online, there's a list of stuff that you can take him on, and Magic Kingdom is the most friendly park for taking, you know, a soon newborn-ish on rides. So we actually did 2 days of Magic Kingdom on the tail end of the trip, and just touched on Epcot the first day. We went to Animal Kingdom, you know, went on safari, did the Jungle Trek, and, you know, walkthroughs showed the animals, that kind of stuff. But we shopped a lot, you know, had as many cast member interactions as we could, you know, and cast members love seeing the newborn and saying, hey, you know, even during COVID, you know, they still, hey, like, you know, it's a newborn baby. That's cute. So yeah, right. They're going to look at it, right? So it was just fun just being there, to be honest with you, and taking him for the first time. And yes, he's 7 months old, so he's not going to remember it, but we're going to have tons of pictures. And he has a blast looking at everything, like just wide-eyed, just on everything from Haunted Mansion to the carousel to Dumbo. He just loved it. You could just tell he was happy, you know? So anyways, that was kind of what we did park-wise. I don't know if anything really stuck out. The crowds were okay. You can tell, doesn't matter what capacity level you're at, if you're walking near Peter Pan or Small World, you're going to feel like yeah, exactly. There's 900 people right there.
I think when the park's closed, it's still tight, squeezing through there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it really overall, I mean, it still is, you know, whatever capacity level they're at. You can feel it. It's more than it was last year. To me, it's kind of how I felt as I'm walking through. But we weren't trying to get those big, quote-unquote, e-ticket attractions. We were trying to just, you know, have a good time and ride some, just what we could, but just kind of enjoy just being there. That was really our purpose. So parks was not really our main focus, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, cool. So, but I will say, you don't kind of echo that, but again, God, you know, my wife and I will be married 15 years here come June. So this, you know, Mallory's now 13, thinking she's 22 now, but yeah, I remember when we went down for our first anniversary, Pam was pregnant with Mallory, and then we went back again when Mallory was 6 months old, like I said. And you would think as a Disney fan, those kind of trips would be so frustrating, right? Because you're limited. You know, Pam couldn't ride much. You know, when you have a baby, those were the best trips because it forced us, in air quotes, forced, but it, like you said, it made us do the minor attractions and just go into stores and, you know, snack and sit on benches and just hang out and enjoy the background loops and the flowers and just the weather. And, you know, it, as much fun as it is to go like a, you know, like a chicken with your head cut off and do, you know, 18,000 rides in a day. Those were probably some of our best trips, just like you said, because it forced you to slow down and really appreciate some of the small stuff. And you're not exhausted. I think that's what I like about now. You know, in these current times without fast passes and so many requirements that you're trying to meet in the old days, you know, it's just kind of do what you can, is that I'm not as tired. And there's something to be said for that. I mean, I know everybody likes to go hard and get as much done as you can. But like you said, it sounds like you guys had a good time and got to relax, you know, just take it in. Yeah. After this past year, it's just nice to be somewhere. You know, it's just good to be out of the house.
Right. And, you know, that is so true because we just wanted to relax. We didn't want to necessarily, and we are thrill junkies. Like, we love Rock and Roller Coaster. We love, you know, the Rise of Resistance, Flight of Passage, Expedition Everest. We love all of that stuff, but it's okay to have a different experience than normal because you have a 6 month old with you and just stopping and smelling the Joffreys, right? I mean, just taking a moment to soak it all in a different perspective. And that's what I would encourage everybody to do. If you have always been one of those people that just ropes drops to close, you know, take a minute and consider, save a little bit extra to stay at a deluxe resort, maybe just one time, take a resort day and then just enjoy it, be there, soak in the awesome customer service and food that I have struggles with, and, you know, just have a good time, because I think that gives you a totally different perspective of being on property.
It does. To me. Okay. So let's talk about stuff you did outside of the parks. Cause you guys said you went in, kind of got a taste, did some stuff, and then went back to the resort. Maybe you guys were right there at Disney Springs. So yep. Let's talk outside the parks. I enjoy that stuff just as much as the theme parks.
Well, you know, that is a huge plus to me with Saratoga Springs is you're right next to Disney Springs and the walk was 10 minutes. And I think I'm like you like this in a way, Mike. I like stuff that I can control, right? Mm-hmm. So I like the fact that knowing that if I walk out of my resort room door at 3:30 and walk to Disney Springs, I'll be there at 3:40. Yeah, I don't have to wait on a bus. I don't have to wait on anything. I'm walking out and I'm there, right? So we went to Disney Springs twice for extended period of times. The first time we went, we had an Earl of Sandwich. We kind of went in the evening, which Earl of Sandwich is so good.
Holiday sandwich every time, baby, and some mac and cheese. Oh,
that holiday sub is like, it's just problems. But anyway, so we ate an Earl of Sandwich the first time we were there, just kind of lumping both of our visits together. We did get some Gideon's cookies.
Okay, let's see where you fall on this. People either say they're worth the hype or some people are like, eh, maybe not. What do you think?
I will say this. They were worth the wait that I did. So what we did was, you know, Disney Springs on paper opens at 10. But just letting everyone know, and I should have known this because of the Disney parks open early too, before their posted times. Disney Springs also opens a little bit before their posted time as well. Right. So we started walking out of the resort at like 9:20. So we said, we're going to go and just start walking. Even if we have to wait there, we're going to do it. We know Gideon's opens when it opens. So I'm just going to go straight there and get in line, right? So we got there at 9:30 and they're already letting people in. So I'm like, okay, it's still early. So there's not even going to be a line at Gideon's, right? Because I'm here at 9:30. It's 30 minutes before opening, right?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Exactly.
Family Feud. So anyways, I go to walking up to the building, you know, go around the corner where Boathouse is, because I'm, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, I'm going near Boathouse, I'm going near Wine Bar George, and I'm going to walk straight in that door. Then I see a line, and I'm like, okay, there are just a few people. So no, it's going around the building, back around Morimoto, and I go back there, and there's a Gideon's employee standing there, and I said, how long is it from right here? And he said, it's only about 30 minutes. So I said, okay, I'm going to wait. I'll wait 30 minutes, you know.
These have to be such good cookies. I'm not kidding. Like, I like cookies, but I don't know if I'm waiting 30 minutes. Sorry, go ahead. It just cracks me up, man. These cookies are insane.
They're good. I mean, I have an unhealthy sweet tooth, Mike. So do I.
I'm an ice cream guy, though. But that's my
Oh, I love ice cream, too. They just don't love me. Yeah. But I love cookies, and these cookies are good. So I got, like, chocolate chip. I got the peanut butter one, and I got the pistachio almond one. And in about 4 days, I ate all three of those. And I just – you can't eat them in one sitting. They're just they're girthy. Right, if that's not a word, I just created. I've heard
that, Pam describes them as heavy cookies. That's what she says. They are. They're thick.
Yeah. They need to tie one of those on the end of a Disney balloon. And it would just
exactly. That balloon would cost $50 now.
Yeah, that's right. So anyways, we got the cookies. Emily, my wife, got the peanut butter cold brew, which is really good. If y'all like coffee, try it. It was fantastic. I even took a sip and it's good. And I like coffee too, but it was really good. But we had an 11 a.m. Boathouse reservation. And Boathouse is just special place in my heart. You know, it's so good.
There's so many good places to eat in Disney Springs. I mean, it is. You know, people say, well, Saratoga has like 1,000 places to eat. Cause like you said, 10 minutes right there and you got every place and it's all good.
And we actually talked about this on, you know, I mentioned that we have a podcast. So we were talking about the Saratoga Springs gift shop, you know, is quite small compared to other ones. But the reason is because you got World of Disney
is your gift shop. Exactly.
Right there. That's your gift shop.
Your food court is Disney Springs. Your table service restaurant is Disney Springs. You know,
right. Yeah. So anyways, we got if you don't know what to try at Boathouse, and if you're like me and you're a cheapo, then you want something that's decently cheap. The filet mignon sliders.
And that's what I get every time. See, we're just alike. That's me, man. They're really good, but
they're like 11 bucks.
They're everything else there is expensive, but the sliders.
Everything else are expensive. Now, all right, here's a little tidbit. We had a fantastic waitress. Did talk to her. I said, I've heard that the Gibson burger is pretty good. And she said, have you never tried it? I said, no. She said, okay. This burger is made with half ground chuck and half brisket. And I was like, yeah. Oh my goodness.
I'm trying the next time. Yeah, I had that one time for lunch.
It's gotta be good. Oh, yeah. But yeah, so we really enjoyed our time at Disney Springs. We went to the M&M store. We went to World of Disney, of course. I got a D-Tech phone case. Yeah. Nice,
yeah.
It was awesome. If you're watching, here it is. It's got the Mandalorian in my name on it. Yep.
Grogu. So, nice.
Yeah. The child. But anyway, so we just had a great time just relaxing. And it's so cool to know that you're right there at Disney Springs. And anytime you want to leave, you just walk 10 minutes and you're back at your room. And the walk is beautiful from Saratoga to Disney Springs. Right there next to the lake. The Amphicar cars going by. They're waving at you. You're like, I think I'm in the Truman Show.
Yeah, totally. Because that's when we were down there, not this past year, it was canceled. But in 2019 for Cheer, we stayed at a Disney Springs hotel, which we're doing again next month. And So I just hop right over there and run that, you know, just go in the back, that little, you know, Saratoga Springs entrance, because they don't want you coming through the gates. They won't let you. That was my first mistake. I did that one morning. Never again. There's another way in. But yeah, when I run around, it's so gorgeous, right? It's like, especially when you're over at Saratoga, you wouldn't think like looking over at a retail district would be beautiful. But it is. It's so gorgeous because I'm always running right at sunrise, and it is just that water and the reflections and everything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the balloon up there, and you got all those. Yeah, it is gorgeous. You're right. Yep. So Disney Springs, we frequented it, and another thing, a tip I could say is if you like Disney Springs and you're thinking of a resort, because Disney Springs is a place that a lot of guests go more than one time. Mm-hmm. You know, they may have a 4-park day and hit the 4 parks, but then they may go to Disney Springs 2 or 3 times. So if, you know, why not stay somewhere next to where you're going to be at least 2 or 3 times, right? So that was a plus, and I really recommend it for that reason.
That is awesome. Yeah, it's one of those things where a lot of times I will skip Disney Springs. Now, of course, we'll be at Disney Springs a lot when we're staying there in April because we're across the street. But you're right. I mean, there's a lot to do, and I echo what you say about, say you're staying at an Epcot Air Resort and you can walk over to the studios or walk back into Epcot. I know a lot of people are anti-walking, and I'm not so much. I like to, you know, fill my circles on my Apple Watch. I'm like obsessed with that. But the thing is, you control your destiny. You know, like you could walk out there and the bus is waiting or the boat's waiting or the monorail or the Skyliner bucket. But then again, you know, you could roll out there and be expecting to be out of here in 5 minutes and that bus doesn't come for 40 minutes. And because, you know, I don't know, you're probably like me where my philosophy is like, if you're 5 minutes early, you're late. You know, it's like, I'd rather be an hour early than 5 minutes, you know, late. It's just, I like to know, and like you said, have control and be prompt and let everything kind of unfold the way I want it to unfold. And when I, you know, just if you start your day behind, you kind of feel off the rest of the day. I mean, I really always told that to my students, right? If you have a bad first 20 minutes of your school day, the whole rest of the day is in trouble, you know? So let's get here on time. Let's get prepared. And I think that's, I mean, as weird as that is, that helps with your, your theme park touring and your day. So was there anything else about Saratoga that, you said it's beautiful? The unit itself, was it fine for you guys?
Yes.
I mean, you found it good?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of other things about Saratoga. We had all the rooms in the Springs and Congress Park, the two preferred section, are remodeled. Mm-hmm. And so they were really nice, beautiful. I know you can see pictures online. And that was really nice. And I, you know, like I said, I never stayed in a deluxe studio before. So, you know, you actually have a full coffee pot, you have a toaster, you have, you know, mini fridge, you got a microwave, you even have a vacuum cleaner.
Who is vacuuming? I'm sorry. I mean, it'd be a wild party. I get no blender though. We had a question about that on our show last week. No blender.
I did hear that.
Even in the one bedroom, Bob is at Animal Kingdom Lodge Kidani right now. This morning he sent me a message. Hey, no blender in the one bedroom. So I'm just saying Amazon.com. They're cheap.
So I'm stealing the idea from the co-host on my show who said that, why don't you do as a side gig, take your vacuum around to other people's rooms and like makes up some. Yeah. Hello. I know you have one, but mine's better. I promise. Let me vacuum your room. No, but anyways, so we love the room. A couple things really quick is a lot of people complain about the internal buses being, there's 5 stops, right? But if you're staying at the Springs, there's a plus and minus. The plus is when you go to the Springs bus stop, you're going straight to your destination. But the problem is you're the last one coming back.
Yep. You got to decide. So, I know that's always Coronado's the same way. It's always like, where do I get on? Where do I do? Am I first? Am I last? What do I do? Yeah.
That's okay. Because at the end of the day, you know, your feet are tired. You have a few more minutes sitting. I think it's okay. I like going to it and being like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get wherever I'm going. Let's get the first one and I'm out of here. So it actually wasn't that big of a deal. And I'm actually kind of a bad person to ask about it because we didn't rope drop. You know, we weren't the first ones there. We didn't necessarily shut the park down. We did on Magic Kingdom one evening, but, you know, they close at 7 right now. So is that really shutting the park down? So, you know, we strolled onto the buses whenever we wanted to, right? So maybe it's 10 a.m., maybe it's 11, just because we're just taking it easy. We're relaxing a little bit. So I'm kind of a bad person to ask about that, if they were crowded at opening or not. So, you know, I can't really say much on that. But when we experienced them, they were not that crowded. It was a pleasant experience, I think. Last thing to mention about Saratoga Springs is one day we went to eat breakfast at Grand Floridian Cafe, which I can talk about. But then we decided to come back at lunch and swim. And we swam at the big pool right there. My wife and I both went down the water slide. Say, you hold, you hold Ezra. I'm going to go. Go down the water slide. And then she gave it to me, and I did the same thing. So we enjoyed the water slide. We enjoyed that pool. They had some awesome music playing. So I really liked the, I'm going to use a millennial term, the vibe of the whole place. It was very laid back. You really do feel like you're in a exclusive golf and spa resort, yeah, because
kind of,
you are.
Kind of like, feels like kind of like a country club. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Not that I've spent much time at country clubs. I'm just saying, like, I've seen movies.
Mike, the country club guy.
Exactly.
No, but yeah, it really feels like you're at a deluxe location, and why not enjoy it? Why not go to the pool? Why not enjoy those amenities that are offered and included in your stay? So we enjoyed going and swimming there. We had a good time. So I definitely am a huge proponent of Saratoga Springs. I really like it. And I know people have not liked it in the past because of all the things we've said, but I say give it a try, especially if you like Disney Springs. And it feels fancy. I feel really fancy there, Mike. And I like that.
And if you pay attention,
I like feeling fancy because I'm not.
Exactly. I know, like, I've stayed at some deluxe. Like that one night I was at the beach or the Grand Floridian for a media thing. And I'm like, dude, I shouldn't be here, but
like, this is what
I enjoyed. There's a robe in the room. I was like, I'm not putting on the robe, but that's pretty sweet. Anyway, yeah, no, that's a great point. And the thing is too, you know, like as Ezra gets older, you got all the pool games, which they have at the values and the moderates and the all three, but yeah, it's just, you know, take advantage of those things. The kids are going to probably enjoy that as much, if not more, than the theme park experiences, you know, like, hey, we played Simon Says in the pool. I paid all this money so you could play Simon Says in the pool. Hey, if the kid likes it, the kid likes it. And that's fun. So you mentioned it. I want to talk dining before we get out of here, and we got about 10 minutes. So give us some Grand Floridian Cafe. This place was not on my radar. Scott, of course, this must be his favorite restaurant besides Narcoossee's. And I've gone with him many times, and I am now a huge fan of this place because it's casual fancy, in my opinion. Like, it's not uppity. I mean, it's nice, but it's not super expensive either. And it's got really good food. I wish the servings were a little bigger, but I mean, that's just me. So what'd you think?
Well, we went in November as well, and we went to the Wave. So we did that breakfast at Contemporary, and we enjoyed it. So at the Wave in November, I got the sweet potato pancakes. It was really good. Emily got the, like, big as your head Mickey size waffle. So if you didn't know that, listeners, you can actually get an adult Mickey size waffle, and it's like this big. So yeah, she's a kid at heart, so that's what she got out of the way. But at this trip, we went to Grand Floridian Cafe, so I was like, let's get something kind of similar as in price and experience, which the Wave breakfast and Grand Floridian Cafe breakfast, very similar in price, you know, but still a different, whole mm-hmm. different experience being in a different resort, right? So we did that. That was the only time in the entire trip where Ezra decided to have a little bit of a meltdown. So
it wouldn't be a trip if they didn't, you know, it wouldn't be fair.
A little bit, yeah. So anyways, I ordered the old-fashioned pancakes, and it was three pancakes, and your portion size must have been a lot different than mine because I couldn't eat all of that plate. It was as big as a plate, and they were thick, and that came with bacon, so it was really good. Emily got the steak and eggs, which was good. And, you know, cast members being awesome cast members, as soon as our food's coming out, he starts having a little bit of a tantrum. So she's like, you know what, I'm going to walk away. I'll walk out to the main lobby area with him, just walk him in the stroller, trying to put him to sleep. So our waitress came back out, and she said, hey, is she coming back anytime soon? And I said, I don't, question mark, right?
Who knows? Is the monorail running? Is she gone? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but anyways, so she said, do you want me to take her food and put it back in the oven while she's out?
Nice.
You know, with the mouse, like, that's a step above. You don't have to do that. You know, that's on us. But yeah, she did. And so she took it back there. Turns out her food got grabbed and taken to someone else. So the chef recooked it and brought it back out to her and said, I'm so sorry. Your food was taken to someone else. I just recooked it for you. I just wanted you to have it fresh for sure. Oh, yeah. So the cast members make up for any bad experience that you could have. I mean, they really do. I think a part of their training, right, is to have that third eye to look for.
Mm-hmm. How can you make somebody's day, right? How can you turn a bad situation good? And how can you make a normal day better? That's really what I think they look for.
Yeah, absolutely. So they did that. And it was beautiful. So I used to say bad things about Grand Floridian because I am such a, you know, South Georgia cheapo, that's not my scene.
Same.
But just being there is just so beautiful. I mean, it's hard to not want to stay there and just feel fancy, even if you're not fancy. But we really enjoyed the food there. Like I said, we did Boathouse as well. So we did Grand Floridian Cafe. We didn't do any other sit downs. We just did counter service just as we're going. Cause you know, we were moving in a lot of different directions. We did some counter service at Disney Springs Roll Sandwich, but then we did like Cosmic Rays. We just had, they have a spicy chicken sandwich now that is fantastic.
It has bacon on it. Is it part of the spicy chicken sandwich wars? Like, is it up there with like Popeyes and Chick-fil-A? You know, everybody's in it. You know, McDonald's.
Not really. No, I mean, it's not that great. Yeah, but exactly. Because Popeyes has a good spicy chicken sandwich, okay?
Scott's gone three times to his local Popeyes, and they've been out all three times.
Oh, no. Now, ours did that at the beginning when this whole fandom started. They were out. And you would wait, you know, 10 minutes in line. You get up the speaker. I'm going to have a spicy chicken sandwich.
I'm sorry, sir. We're out.
That's exactly what happened to him. He was like 15 cars back, and he texted me like, "I waited 40 minutes just to be told they don't have the sandwich." I'm like, "What else do you get there? I don't even know what they have." Exactly. So yeah, no, that's right. That's good to know there is at least in name at Cosmic Rays a spicy chicken sandwich.
Yes, it's pretty good. It's got coleslaw on it, bacon, so it's something different than like a burger or a chili dog. So it was good offering. So we did that. You know, we just had some random counter service places at. We actually did the Yak and Yeti quick service for the first time at Animal Kingdom. We had never done that before. We've always been huge Sautuli Canteen fans. Mm-hmm. I love the bowls and the cheeseburger pies are good. But this time I got the orange chicken and Emily got the chicken fried rice, y'all, is a side.
It's huge.
But it's huge.
Yes, we go.
She couldn't even finish it.
I know,
she's like,
gigantic.
You know, because being like unhealthy eater as she likes to be, she's like, I want some chicken fried rice and I want to order a side of fries too. Because like this is a side, right? So it's not, I'm like, I'm not going to order you the fries. I'm going to order you chicken fried rice. If you want fries, I'll go back and get them. She didn't want fries. She was full. So it was good to do that. So we just tried a little bit of different quick service options. And that was the two sit down we'd have. But Grand Flow Cafe, I definitely recommend it. Like you said, it's kind of casual, you know, a little bit. But also I listened, Mike, to when you and Scott were talking about outdoor dining. And you can sit outside at the Grand Floridian Cafe.
You can. Okay. Because I knew I had a Gasparilla's I had eaten outside. But I wasn't sure, like, and they might have added. Of course, I was there in December. So maybe the demand wasn't there either. You know, last time I was there.
They'll do it for breakfast and lunch. But they say they don't like to do it for dinner. So I think that's their way of saying you know, they don't really prefer doing it for dinner. But they will. So if you want to do that as an option, you can. But we sat inside. And, of course, they distance out very well. Whatever else you want to bring up, Mike, but I want to say this one last thing is at Disney Springs, we talked to a cast member. Her name was Darlene. And she said, I just want to tell you, and I didn't ask her this, you know, or anything. I joked with her. I said, hey, I have a podcast as well. I'm here strictly for research, right? Not enjoyment. And so she laughed about that. But she said, I want to tell you to let everyone know, whoever you come in contact with, that, you know, in our break rooms, behind the scenes, us cast members are really taking things seriously. Like we're actually distancing. We're staying clean. We're not out here on the quote unquote sales floor, keeping our distance, but then going back there and hanging all around each other. Right. She said, so I just want you to give that message out that we actually are trying to take this serious. So I thought that was pretty cool. You know, just as a reassurance of anyone who was curious about that, she just took the time just to volunteer that information. So I thought that was pretty cool to share it with people.
Absolutely. And you just kind of read my mind because I was going to ask you a couple more things. And one of them was going to be, you know, what was different this trip post COVID that, you know, maybe surprised you or stood out? And just, you know, news like that is just, it's very reassuring because, yeah, I work with guests every day, of course, you know, planning trips. And the biggest question I've gotten since, you know, last June is, you know, what do you think? Like, will I feel comfortable at Walt Disney World? You know, because, you know, I'm trying to do the right thing. And I get that. I mean, I'm trying to do the right thing by my family. You know, I don't want to be sick. I don't want Mallory sick. I don't want Pam, you know, I don't want anybody. I don't want my friends sick, right? I wouldn't send them there if I knew that they were, you know, in danger. And what I saw was, and this is, you know, there's so many layers to this again with COVID and all the precautions and stuff. But the key to me is that, it's, you know, the procedures are taken seriously, just like you said, but it's consistently and pleasantly enforced. You know, that's two hard things to do coming out of education and any kind of management thing is that, you know, when you're in charge of a group that has to follow procedures, to be efficient to get the job done, like a group of sixth graders. I mean, as much as that's, you know, school, when I had a classroom, I had to lead them through a day, and I wanted it to be efficient so we could learn as much as we could. If it was chaos, yep, nobody learned anything. So if I didn't consistently enforce the procedures, you know, if I let it slide here, let it slide there, like it just falls apart immediately. And also, you know, you don't want to be with an iron fist because you're at Walt Disney World. People are down there to have a good time. They're not there to be, you know, yelled at. And that's such a fine line to walk. But Disney's doing a great job. You know, they can tell you to bring your mask up, but they can do it in a very pleasant way. But they're not going to let you get away without wearing the mask either. You know, they're not going to say, well, okay, fine, right, if you don't like it. I mean, but it's a tough line to go through, but they're doing it. You know, that's what I'm seeing. So were you seeing kind of the same things?
Absolutely. And I think, Mike, that is a little bit of a difference between what we're seeing at Universal, a little bit different than Disney. I think in parts of Universal, you're seeing a little bit of a slacking on the mask aspect. But Disney, like you said, is being consistent and enforcing it. And you're right, pleasant about it, polite. They, you know, you see the cast members walking around the little funeral paddle sign, right? And so they got the little, you know, bring up your mask. So, Marlessa said it on her trip report, and tons of other people have said the same thing. I felt more safe at Disney than my Walmart in town. You know, I'm going to Walmart and people are half wearing their mask.
That might be safe. That might have been safe, like the same in 2018. I'm just saying.
Right. Well, you know, they're wearing a mask with the pajamas.
That's exactly so. Right. Yeah, you see a little more than you bargain for sometimes.
Yeah. No, but yeah, to that point though, I really do. I feel comfortable down there because they are enforcing it, and it's not being enforced locally in a lot of places. So no matter what you believe on it or not or whatever, being somewhere where safety is a top concern is always important to the consumer. And it should be, because safety is an important aspect. So they do, like you said, they enforce it well, they enforce it politely. And I think that is a huge plus to anyone that is considering, that is having reservations. I know Alfred was on some of his stuff, the call-in shows and stuff, he mentioned that he had reservations about COVID stuff. And I think once you go there and you see the care that they're taking with this, and which, you know, we all expected this anyways, right? It's Disney. So you expected they would take this situation with care, but they really are. And I think once you see it, you experience it and you love it. And it was a great trip overall. Fantastic. The COVID precautions were great. We really enjoyed ourselves. So that aspect of safety was definitely there.
God, I love it, because we all need those great trips now. I mean, everybody. And the thing is, like, you know, things are moving. Again, knock on wood, things are moving in the right direction, right? But we're not out of the woods, but we're getting, you know, we can see that light at the end of the tunnel. And it was a pin light, you know, a couple months ago. It's getting a little brighter. I mean, I'll be honest, it's getting a little, you know, we can see some stuff. So I'm excited. And the thing is, we just got to work through this. You can still travel, just travel safely. You know, if you're comfortable, if you're not comfortable, hey, you know, the end is, it's coming. You know, if like you're not comfortable till this is all over, it isn't going to be super long at this point. It's not going to be years. So just hang in there, and everybody's, you know, going to have a good time. So great trip report. Before we get out of here, I wanted to ask you about your show. So tell everybody about it. What's it called? Where can they find it? And, you know, what's your format? What do you guys, how does your show stand out from others?
Well, thank you. So we have, our show is called A Spoonful of Podcast is our podcast. And we are, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can go to aspoonfulofpodcast.com. It'll show, we actually, our episode that dropped today is called The Springs, Saratoga and Disney, where I give like an in-depth review of Saratoga and the Springs. I didn't really talk about the trip as a whole, just kind of those aspects. So we do different stuff, from top tens to reviews of specific things, to even an episode on the year that saved Star Wars, to the Eisner era, to a little bit of everything. So we try to just cover whatever people, we have a long list, but we also like to just cover whatever people want to hear. So I love your show, Mike. I love the BOGP. It's fantastic. There's this podcast and a couple of others that I really took a lot of inspiration from. So just thank you for setting up a good, and this is a total like sideways thing here, because you don't probably hear this a lot, but thank you for taking the time and care to set up a show that newcomer podcasters want to look to and say, I want to mimic that, not necessarily the content or the format or whatever, but the quality of it. So thank you for doing that, because we definitely used a lot of your aspects to try to move into our show space. And actually, Brian Galloway is in our comments. He is my co-host. He's been a longtime listener and of your show as well, and he loves as well. But we just have a great time. Our banter is sometimes funny, sometimes I try to be humorous and it just epically fails because now I'm a dad, so I have a rite of passage for dad jokes.
But, I've been doing it wrong for 13 years.
Yeah, right. So that's it. But sometimes, Mike, I hear your jokes and I'm like, we're the same, Mike. Because you say a joke and then like Ricky and Pam just totally ignore it. And I'm like, I'm busting up laughing in the car.
That's what you get. So you get a kid to get dad jokes.
Yeah, right. So Alfred, it is a spoonfulofpodcast.com. So you go there and you can find all the ways to listen to us. We're on Apple, Spotify, anywhere you listen. But Mike, thank you so much for having me on as a trip report. It was fun. Didn't even know how to really prepare, so I made some notes and looks like, hey, we put a show together. Look at us.
You've made a lot more notes than I probably have in the last 10 years. I'm just saying, we just kind of wing it around here because we have so many shows. I never have time to make notes, but no, I love it. And the thing is, thank you for the kind words. And it's just one of those things that it's an outlet, right? The more Disney podcasts out there, the more perspectives we get on things. You know, some people like, you know, like I said, like top 10 lists, that's their jam. Some people like trip reports. So people have, you know, we try to cover as much as we can, but we can't cover it all. And it's, I will take that little snippet though and play for my dad because, you know, my dad, he called me earlier tonight. He's got a Blues game tonight. They're playing the Anaheim Ducks and he's heading, actually he does, the Blues are on the West Coast right now. And so, they do the radio broadcast actually is from 10 minutes down the street from us because they don't travel, the radio team. So he just goes to the practice arena and they have a setup there where they watch it on a bajillion TVs and call the game. And he called me. He's like, how'd that Sunday night show sound this past week? Because the week before Scott couldn't hear the callers. And he's like, we can't have that. We cannot have that. He's like, did it work this last week? I'm like, yeah, it worked. It was all good. You would have known if it didn't because you're the one I call in a panic. But I sure appreciate that. And you know, absolutely. I wish you guys, I know you guys are rolling with the podcast. Everybody check it out. And, you know, the more Disney podcasts, the better for all of us. So, Evan, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Sounds like you had a great trip.
I did. It was a fantastic trip. Thank you so much. Hope to do this again. We had a good time, I think, or I'm telling myself we did. Make sure, Mike, to save that snippet as your ringtone and just casually have your phone next to your dad and have someone call you and just, oh, what's that? Yeah. So, yeah. No, but thank you so much. We really did have a good time. And it was a great trip, relaxing trip, a lot different than what I've been in the past doing. So it was great. And thanks again. Thank all of you for interacting as well. So we had a good time.
All righty. Don't forget today's show, as always, brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney travel needs. They're over at themagicforless.com. Great discounts out there right now. I'll be honest. The day we're recording, I booked a trip for somebody the same day. They're going down for spring break. They're like, you know what? We're checking in at the beach club tonight. Book us. I was like, let's do it. You're kind of crazy. But I like crazy. Let's do it. We've booked trips for later in March, April. Hey, if you want to get out for spring break and just see the sun for 4 or 5 days, go down, swim, you know, go to the theme parks, have fun. We can do that. But I mean, we can book all the way through 2022 and there's discounts for right now through September. So all the details on the site, just drop by the Magic for Less while you're there, fill out the quote form and mention the show. Comes right to me. We'll be planning a great trip together. So check them out again over at themagicforless.com. Also, if you could use our Amazon affiliate link, it's a great free way to support the show when you do that shopping online. One extra click, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, and a huge shout out to our patrons. You guys are really helping us while, you know, travel's down just a bit compared to normal times, but we're going to get there, and I appreciate you guys kind of, you know, giving us that bridge into normal travel days. So if you'd like some extra content like Mike in the Midwest, which I'm thinking about, oh, what's it going to be about this week? Well, you have to find out. Just drop by patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at beourguestmike and at beourguestpod. And of course, subscribe and like and slam the bell, whatever that is, over on YouTube and Facebook. Join us over there. You'll catch us every time we go live. One last thing. Don't forget, every Sunday night, it's the BOGP open line where you can call in, talk about the news of the week. You can talk about your recent trip. We talk about everything. We have a good time. So join us. Scott will be with me every Sunday night. The BOGP open line starts at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We'll catch you over there and give us a call. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your week. So for Evan, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.